Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio Podcast, a program that engages, educates, encourages, and empowers military spouses and families around the world. This is episode number 766, and I'm your host, AWN Podcast Production Assistant, Annika Mathidis.
And I am Army Wife Network's Empowerment Agent, Amanda Bicknies, joining you today. Your Army Wife Network Command Team wants to remind you that you don't have to go through this military life journey alone. Army Wife Talk Radio is here to bring you the resources you need to thrive in your mill spouse life. On today's show, we will listen in on an interview conducted by AWN owner and commander Sherita Knobloch as she chats with guest Bree Carroll, Armed Forces Insurance 2020 Air Force Spouse of the Year.
Our guest Bree has recently launched a new holiday to recognize military marriages, and I can't wait to hear more about it. In the meantime, Amanda, I'm so excited to be hosting with you today, especially because this is our first time hosting together. How are things with you this week?
I know, I'm excited too. Things are going well. I'm in my third week of teaching in person. It's actually really exciting. It's starting to feel normal and we're all keeping healthy and safe, knock on wood. So it's really put me in a positive mood. And then I decorated our house today for fall, which my husband thinks is too early, but I stood my ground and now I'm feeling really, really excited and looking forward to fall. But how are you? How are things going?
Good. I am so ready for fall as well. House is decorated. We're just, I don't know. Everyone's just kind of speeding up 2020, I guess.
Yes. Let's get it over with.
Oh my goodness. Yes. But right now I'm in Houston. I'm usually in El Paso, but I traveled here with my two dogs and my husband came with me for a weekend and I'm just hanging out with family. I was in my friend's wedding. So yeah, it's been pretty nice. And I start my new job next Monday. So I'm excited about that too.
Wow. So many exciting things.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
That's awesome. I'm definitely a little jealous. I can't wait to see my family, hopefully in December. It's been so long. So I'm definitely ready to go back. Listeners, it is time for one of our favorite moments in our show, our Empowerment Minute from Carmen Westbrook of Ina Giving. After that, let's hear all about this week's top stories and need-to-know news from our incredible News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt.
Hey, AWN listeners. This is fellow MILSPO and leadership developer Carmen Westbrook with today's Empowerment Moment. You know, as we take people through leadership development, we take them through a specific process and path. And that includes an exercise that usually stretches them, a time to sit down and process and maybe do an AAR on how that all went, and then give them a tool set for how to deal with it, and then we send them off to go practice it and try it out. The more I've gotten into leadership development, the more I've realized that every single day is like leadership camp. We go out, we're given exercises by the world that stretch us. We come home and we process it, oftentimes at dinner time. We find new tools and ways to go about it, sometimes by just chatting with the people around us that we love, maybe even asking Alexa or Googling it. And then we go out the next day and we try it out, see how it works. It's so much fun to think about how much the world hands us these awesome leadership labs. And how much we're all growing and developing in our own amazing leadership inside. I'm Carmen Westbrook of Ina Giving, the premier leadership development company in the mother leadership style. And until next time, be well, enjoy your beautiful day, and grow in your amazing leadership.
No news is typically good news in this military life.
Except on Army Wife Talk Radio.
So here is our AWN News 6 correspondent with this week's top stories.
Hi, Annika and Amanda. Here's this week's top stories. Army Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Payne was awarded the Medal of Honor on September 11th. He was given the nation's highest award for valor for his role in helping to free over 70 hostages from an ISIS compound in Iraq. According to Military.com, he is just one of 103 living Medal of Honor recipients, but the first living Delta Force member to receive the honor. Payne has deployed 17 times to combat zones. He was part of a joint task force that assisted Iraqi security forces in raiding the ISIS prison near Hawijat in northern Iraq on October 22, 2015, stated a press release from the Department of Defense. The team soon received horrifying intelligence that the terrorists were planning to massacre their captives and bury them in freshly dug graves, said President Trump at the ceremony. Read more about Payne's heroic account at defense.gov. Earlier this year, call centers at the Department of Veterans Affairs experienced a surge at the beginning of the pandemic. Rather than hiring more people, they decided to use a service known as a chatbot. In just a few weeks, veterans went from long wait times on the phone to a much quicker response with the bot. Read more about how this new technology is improving veterans' VA experience at Federal News Network. And I have a powerful story for those of you who might be feeling a little lost in life. Joshua Carroll, an Army veteran with just 10th grade math skills when he left the Army, is now a physicist. Carroll was in high school when the September 11th attacks happened. He got his GED and joined the Army. Carroll was part of the Surge, a deployment of 20,000 additional troops to help quell violence and increase security in Iraq, said Military.com. After his third deployment, he left the Army and began working as a janitor at the high school he had attended in Virginia. With a soft-spoken voice, he described himself as missionless and struggling with depression and PTSD at that time. As he was cleaning in the library, he came across a book by Dr. Stephen Hawking, and that hooked me. That was when I realized I wanted to study the stars. I wanted to be a physicist, said Carroll. Using his GI Bill, he managed to squeeze 4 years of school into two because his GI Bill only covered enough for those 2 years and no wiggle room for failure. Carroll used YouTube to teach himself advanced mathematics, including trigonometry, in just 3 seemingly impossible weeks. He's now working as a scientist researching fluid dynamics. Read his awe-inspiring story at military.com. And this week in history, on September 21st, 1942, the Boeing XB-29 made its maiden flight. But it wasn't used in battle until 1944. The B-29 Super Fortress was a 4-engine, propeller-driven heavy bomber that fought in the Pacific Theater during World War II. Find the link to all of our News 6 reports at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. This is your Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, signing out.
Thanks to Jolene for her due diligence to ensure we are always kept up to date with the military life news. Listeners, let's take a quick commercial break and then stay tuned for our interview with Bree Carroll, AFI 2020 Air Force Spouse of the Year.
Army Wife Talk Radio is celebrating our 15th year on the air. AWTR is the leading and longest running podcast of its kind and has over 700 episodes in the archives. Subscribe to this podcast on our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on the podcatcher of your choice, such as iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or Pandora. Engage, educate, encourage. AWTR is your source for military life empowerment.
Hooah and hello, AWTR listeners. Welcome to another empowering installment of Army Wife Talk Radio's interview segment. As always, I'm Sherita Knobloch, your Army Wife Network owner and commander. Today, we are so privileged to chat with Bree Carroll, a wedding and event specialist, speaker, and coach who transforms spaces and hearts through authentic design and purposeful planning. Bree is also the Armed Forces Insurance 2020 Air Force Spouse of the Year. With a background in civil engineering, Bree brings her brilliance of problem solving and eye for design to couples so that they can design a marriage even more beautiful than their wedding day. Using her method, Marriage Bridge Blueprint, she guides couples through designing a marriage that celebrates their core values. As a powerful voice in the MilSpouse community, she celebrates strong military marriages. And on her nationally broadcast podcast, Hearts and Stripes, she speaks on the power of relationships. Bree, it goes without saying that you, sister, are one accomplished woman. I'm fangirling here. Welcome to the show.
Sharina, thank you so much for having me. It is an honor, really, to be on this podcast. I'm a fan and listener. So thank you so much for having me on.
I'm really excited to learn more about you and your journey, your passion about marriage, and also your experience so far this year as AFI 2020 Air Force Spouse of the Year. So let's start with my first burning question. Why did you choose marriage as your platform?
So I'll be honest with you. I didn't ever feel like the typical military spouse. I actually was a GS employee prior to marrying my pilot, my airman. So I kind of felt like the odd duckling, right? Mm. But when I jumped in all the way. And I really, my marriage has been such a gift really to me. And I loved serving in this military community alongside spouses. And you know, you make those forever friends. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed was all of my forever friends, their marriages started to fade and they started to separate. And there was just, it became like, you know, the new pair of jeans, like everybody was getting divorced. Everybody was separating. And that was heartbreaking. I mean, you can relate. You form these lifelong bonds with people. And to hear like, yeah, we're thinking about separating, you know, I'm that friend who's going to like get on Google and try to find a million different ways to save your marriage. Yep. Who do you want to talk to? Mm-hmm. Do I need to, I'll pay for it. Like, what do we have to do? Let me walk through this with you because I'm really cheering for the both of you guys and your happiness. But it just didn't work out that way. And to have to see that cycle over and over again, I was like, look, this can't be a thing. And diving into it a little more, I saw that across the armed forces, about 56% roughly are all married. So that's more than half of our forces married. And then to see the divorce rates, which I mean, those numbers are a little blurred. I'm hoping to get more research on it, but about 3% divorced. And that's when they're active duty. That's not even counting those afterwards, after they've taken off the uniform, right? The divorce rate is even higher. So I just was like, this is a problem, especially when it comes to, and we're talking in September here with suicide prevention and awareness and all of that stuff. Did you know that 40% of suicide attempts or any documented record of suicides are relationship based reasonings?
Wow.
That hit me so hard when I just saw that. And I had already had a passion for marriage. And I just was like, this is it. It's affecting the majority of the our community. Marriage is a gift. It's a sacred thing. It's a team. Like this is the home team, right? That is why marriage is so important, because if we can just nurture our relationships, nurture that marriage, nurture that team, and show that it's important, then how many lives can be saved? How many people can feel more fulfilled in what they're doing, excited about life? I mean, when our marriages are strong, right? Our families are stronger. And when our families are stronger, our forces are stronger. So that is why marriage is my platform.
Woo, you do not have to convince me. Like, oh my gosh. I'm so pumped up already. And that was like one question. But I really appreciate you sharing that information about the, you know, especially in the light of suicide, the 40%. That first of all, unfortunately makes sense, but also just brings your mission to such a higher, more intentional level. You're not just saving relationships and restoring relationships, you're saving lives.
Right.
And that is huge, especially within the MilSpouse community. Because I remember years ago as a new MilSpouse, just what you said, Bree, you know, getting all your new friends, your people, and then just one day they're like, oh yeah, we're separating, we're divorcing. And I remember crying, like weeping over relationships that weren't even mine. I was just devastated with that.
Exactly. It felt like your relationship coupled, like you broke up with the other couple. Like it was, it's really hard. And it's a common story. Like you can ask a ton of mill spouses, get us all in a room and we'll all have the same experiences and share that. And even though that 3% number sounds like really low, it's not. Those are, it's more than a number. These are people's lives. And I feel like, not to say that every marriage is what I'm trying to say, because let's be clear, I'm advocating for healthy marriages.
Yeah.
If you are in a situation that's not healthy, then absolutely, I'd love to help you get out of that. You know, that I want to see you as individuals be healthy. And that's something that I'll talk about later, about just my belief system as you address marriage. But it's just too common. It's too common. And to just look at it as a stat. It's not something that's widely talked about, but it really impacts a majority. So yeah, that's why I'm passionate about it. And that's why I love it.
You're clearly passionate about it. Very well informed, of course. And so I have to ask, in the light of marriage, in your experience as a military spouse and just as a woman, an empowering woman, has there been a defining moment in your life that's maybe contributed to your mission?
So it's funny that you ask. This is a shocker maybe for some who haven't heard me or are unfamiliar with my story, but I struggled with having healthy relationships all my life. From adolescent child, I saw infidelity in grown-up relationships all the time. And I carried those practices into like relationships that I would try to have from a child. I would say, I never want to get married because I never wanted to be in relationships like what I saw. Mm-hmm. And I just was in damaging relationship after damaging relationship to the point that I found myself alone having an abortion. And that's not even the worst relationship. I found myself being strangled by a man that I thought I would actually marry. And I remember staring up at a popcorn ceiling with his hands wrapped around my neck, gasping for air and fighting for my life and just saying, this is not the plan. Like, this is not what it's supposed to be like. And thankfully, circumstances allowed for me to escape that situation, but it put me on a path of self-improvement and discovering my own self-worth. And that is why I'm so passionate about people showing up whole for their relationships. Because had I not gone on that journey of some self-care and some valuing myself, I would have never been able to receive the gift of marriage in me meeting my spouse, because I was put back together, right? And I think oftentimes people look at marriage as like, I hate that saying, like, oh, this half and this half come together, now they're one, they're whole. No. This math is different math when it comes to marriage. One plus one makes one. You have to be a whole person.
Whole person beforehand. Yeah.
Exactly. And that was really my defining moment, coming from that low point and that pattern of never wanting to get married to really finding this gift of marriage now that's completely changed my life. And I honestly feel like I have been the level of success that I've seen, let me say it that way, because everybody just defines success differently. The level of success that I've seen, that I've personally called success in advocacy, in work, in gaining wealth and building legacy, it's because of my marriage. And I feel like people are missing out on how rich and how exciting their marriage could be because they're not taking full advantage of the benefits of that gift.
Oh, I feel like I need to pause this interview, go into the living room and lay a big old smooch on my husband right now. Because they're just like, I appreciate you. I love you. I have a good man.
Yes.
I'm so thankful. And Bree reminded
Absolutely.
me. Oh, well, oh my gosh, I'm trying to gather myself here. Bree, how are you using your Spouse of the Year title for the Air Force to share your passion for strengthening marriages?
So I have to brag a little bit on Armed Forces Insurance. For anyone who is not familiar with Armed Forces Insurance Military Spouse of the Year program, it is truly like family. And that's what their motto is. They always talk about and preach family, but really, I'm giving you the real deal behind the scenes, the scoop mm-hmm. for free. It is really like family. And what I mean by that is AFI sees something in military spouses and values us so much that they give us a platform to say, you've been doing such a great job on your level. Let me raise you up and let your light just shine so that mm-hmm. more people can see. Because I feel like oftentimes on our installations, on our bases, you have some amazing people, some rock stars, right? That are really putting in the work. They're going after these causes. They have a heart for these things. But oftentimes the installation leadership, they can only do so much to right. highlight that person. So having programs like Armed Forces Insurance, Military Spouse of the Year program, now you're getting your message out to like the leaders, like Air Force mm. leaders, in my case, Joint Forces leaders, senators, people who can really make a difference. And what I've been doing with this platform, it's such a heavy weight, but one, I have some amazing mentors. So thank you. Shout out to all my spouse mentors out there who've taken me by the hand. Right. And helped me out. But also throughout this year, and now I don't know if you know, but it's 2 years. Thanks, COVID. Now this, we have this title for 2 years so that we can really get the experience, the program, the way they intended for us to. But with the title, I'm really using it as a launch pad to really get that message out there about marriage and the importance of it and how it can be, if we just take the time to invest in our marriages, not just the couple, but if leadership even for our armed forces would invest a little more time and highlight marriage a little more, then they could really see great impact in our mission, in our capabilities. Like, we got it. They, you know, mm-hmm. our active duty members, they train, they have mentors. And I'm so happy for organizations like MSAN and so many more that we can name that are being mentors and resources to spouses. But how often do you hear of any type of program or investment put into the team together? Yep. Yeah. There really isn't any. And that emphasis is not there to show that you can be practicing a lot of those leadership skills and tactics and training that you maybe get outside right there in your home. And that's your real practice ground, right? That's really where you're sharpening your tools, right in your home, because you've got somebody by your side to help, you know, pick up the slack or point out like, hey, honey, you could do this a little better. You're amazing at this. Like, this is really your strength. You shine in this area. Like, don't hold back, like go for it. You are each other's cheerleaders. And I just want to use the platform with AFI support, which they are amazing supporters, to just highlight that.
Yeah, I totally agree with all of those things. And, you know, I've gotten to see you all in your journey this year as MSOYs and our guest SOYs, yeah. depending on, you know, which branch you're representing. And it's just so cool, the investment that AFI pours into mill spouses throughout the world, all the installations, and then especially the branch winners, because you guys are doing such great stuff and giving you, really elevating you, because I think you're right. You're right, Bree. Sometimes we're kind of the, you know, mill spouses, we do, again, I think mill spouses are the greatest Absolutely. Demographic on the planet. Super honest, okay with it. But, mm-hmm. you know, that you think about the family, the spouse, kind of being the backbone of the Army. You know, they've said that over and over again. And then mm-hmm. I think more and more research now is showing how focusing on the mill spouse, elevating them, pouring into them helps the actual military, like the general military, in such an empowering way for retention, for health, for mm-hmm. longevity, for all of those kinds of things. Because you just think about the issues that face our soldiers, our service members, our airmen and women, you know, often, a lot of the times it's relationship based, you exactly. know, why somebody goes AWOL or again, what you mentioned about suicide, it's relationship based. And so your passion is very well placed and well set. And you mentioned a few times, you know, the leadership aspect within installations, the military, the government. What do you think, what's one thing you'd like leadership to know about military marriages?
I think they need to know that military marriages or investing in military marriages is a tool that's untapped right now. And what I mean by that is, so for the Air Force, for example, Chief Master Sergeant Wright, our outgoing Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force, did a phenomenal job. He even had a podcast, right? And with the podcast, he highlighted different tools and tactics for better leaders, which was amazing. I love that he had a podcast and everything. So, you know, I was fangirling all over. This is another podcast. But what I found very interesting about everyone who would go on these interviews, or if you ever hear leadership in any of our armed forces talk about tactics and skills and things or how they got to where they are, it's always just a, oh yeah, and I was married. Like that's it. Like that person wasn't there when you like cried because you didn't think you were good enough to make that rank. Like you didn't talk about how the sacrifice that you each made to support one another and how that made you more resilient. Like you didn't talk about how you practice your teamwork and leading a team because you led a team in your home. Like, we're just going to graze over that. And it's not criticism for leadership, because it's maybe a perspective that they didn't think of, but I'm here to like wave the flag of marriage and say, hey, if you can get this younger generation on board with this concept of taking care of and being intentional about your marriage, then you can really develop people in leadership ways. You can really tap into what they want. You can really even tap into, like you mentioned, that longevity, that sustainment, and seeing them see themselves in the future of your force. Because if the writing is on the wall that, oh, if I stay in this force, it's going to be a stress because we're always separated, and how can I have a family? Like, nobody wants to stick around for that. Mm-mm. So what I really want leadership to see is that if you highlight and focus on and talk more about the good things in their marriage, the challenges, even how their marriage has maybe made them more resilient, or how it has helped fine tune their communication skills, right?
Yes.
All of those great things. That's what I want leadership to know, because they're leaving that on the table. Like, that is a tool that would speak volumes. And I think when leadership starts speaking intentionally about marriage, then the younger people behind them will start caring more about it.
It's like the military marriages and those relationships. It's like a secret weapon in the arsenal that's just collecting dust, I think, sometimes. And again, not to criticize leadership, because I know they're doing the best they can. And
oh, absolutely.
Goodness, in military life, policy and everything changes every 15 minutes. But what you said, getting out there and waving that flag and being like, hey, let me help you help our service members.
Yes.
I think is huge.
That's it. Like, everybody has a role to play. Like, leadership definitely has their plate full. I just continue to want to remind leadership, like, hey, I'm here. Let me help in this area. Like, let me know what some of the pain points are here. And I'm pretty sure I can show you in some way how relationship, if you focused on relationship, you could maybe resolve some of those problems.
You're speaking to my soul right now. Just kidding. I'm also very passionate about marriages and mental health and everything MilSpouse. Like, that's what I'm focusing on with my dissertation research. And so I'm up to my eyeballs in reading all of these articles and learning about resilience and mental health and marital satisfaction and everything within military. And I think continuing to share your message, of course, and doing things like you're doing now with your own podcast, with your platform, coming on podcast as a guest to share that is really important. From a MilSpouse perspective, you know, I've been married to my service member for, almost 10 years now. Well, that escalated quickly. Yay. I was like, what month is it? Oh, shoot. It's less than a month away. But I want to know, how can we, as military spouses, how can we have military marriages that thrive?
Yeah. So I love that word, thrive. It's so important, because I think oftentimes we go through the motions with our marriage. We're like, yep, it's another deployment. I got to move to this place that I wasn't planning on. Wait, you're interrupting my vacation plans again. Like, we go through the motions. I don't want you to just exist in a marriage. I absolutely want you to thrive in your marriage. And if I can just say two things that I think would make, and I've seen that make marriages thrive one, you've got to invest time in yourself. It's coming full circle. You have to show up for your marriage. And the only way you can show up for your marriage is if you can first show up for yourself. You have to value yourself. You have to take the time for self-care. I love that you're doing this dissertation on mental health. It's such a big thing, because if you don't value yourself, like, you teach people how to treat you. So if you don't treat yourself with any level of respect or care, then how can you expect your spouse to do anything different than what you're showing? And I think that is the really big piece of this puzzle that I really want to drive home for my military spouses out there. Is to, one, just be intentional about prioritizing yourself and showing up for yourself. The second thing that I would say to allow your marriage to thrive is you have to choose, make that decision that your marriage will thrive. And what I mean by that is oftentimes our mindset plays a big part of things. And oftentimes we can play tricks, you know, Jedi mind tricks, and tell ourselves that our marriage is just supposed to poof be a certain type of way, and we're not going to do anything to make it that way. Like, no, I have to make the conscious decision that even though I had a long day at work, and even though I folded the laundry and I'm taking care of the kids, when my husband comes in the door, I'm not going to put that extra weight on him. Mm-hmm. I want to see how he is doing. I need to tap in and be interested in the things that he's interested in. Yes, do I want him to reciprocate? He will with time, because my mindset is focused on what I want to see in my marriage, and I'm going to act it out as if that's what it is right now. I could be tired, and it's hard, guys. I fail at this often. I fail at this often, but in the back of my mind, I know that I have to choose a marriage that thrives. And by making that choice in a moment, as opposed to like getting frustrated because honey did not do what I asked him to do, and or not snap back when he told me I done swiped and got something else on Amazon that he maybe told me that I shouldn't. I have to choose, right? I have to choose to have a marriage that thrives. And that means with my words, with my thoughts, with my actions.
Oh, I'm just soaking all this in and thinking I'm doing like a self-evaluation right now. Like, how am I doing with all these things? Cause I would say, you know, Brandon and I are relatively self-aware with our marriage, but we work so hard at it. Like, it is not, there's nothing.
Oh, yeah, it's work.
I don't think there's anything in this world that's worth having that just comes automatically. Whether that's wealth, health, you know, physical working out. It's not just like, oh, I'm going to wake up one day and I'm going to fit in a certain kind of jeans and, you know, be able to run like this. Like, no, you have to work at it. You got to sweat. There's going to be some tears. Mm-hmm. And again, what you said, Bree, is really thinking about those cognitive choices, the everyday moments of really, am I going to, you know, cut him down with my words, with my actions? Because, you know, criticism's huge for our men. That's just, you know, that'll knock them off their feet, but then being like, I'm going to extend grace. Obviously, you know, for our listeners, that's, again, goes back to not saying that you're a doormat. That doesn't mean that you're, you know, in abusive relationship, but it's just this beautiful give and take, this alternate and simultaneous love, embracing and understanding the season that when you have little tiny kids and he's gone all the time, it's not always going to be like that. Eventually the kids will grow, you know, eventually he'll come home.
I love that you said that you are like doing a mental self-assessment later on. I have something special for you that you may be able to tap into and use. So
sweet. Can't wait. So on that note of grand anticipation, I'm already so jazzed up. But we do have to take a super quick commercial break. I've enjoyed our conversation so much. And when we return, let's pick up where we have left off, Bree. Listeners, if you'd like to connect with Bree Carroll, you can find her online on Facebook and Instagram at B, that's like Bravo, Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L, events. So that's at B Carroll Events on Facebook and Instagram. Also, her website is bcarrollevents.com. Or you can connect with her AFI Air Force journey for this year on Facebook at Bree, B-R-E-E dot A-F-I dot A-F-S-O-Y 2020. Now it's time for that quick commercial break. We will be right back.
Engage, educate, encourage, empower, advertise. AWN has many opportunities for promotion of your brand, service, or product, including web creatives, blog posts, social media promotion, giveaways, and podcast audio commercials. Email empower@armywifenetwork.com to get started. We sincerely thank you for your support to empower military spouses, families, and their service members around the globe.
Listeners, we are back talking with male spouse, marriage advocate, rock star, wedding and event specialist, speaker, coach, and AFI 2020 Air Force Spouse of the Year, Mrs. Bree Carroll. So jumping back in, Bree, I would love to know a little bit more. I've saw some buzz on it the last few weeks. What is Military Marriage Day?
So jumping back in, I love to celebrate, guys. I am all about it. I feel like celebration is essential for life and to continue to move us forward. And Military Marriage Day actually really formed as a part of my platform, a part of my way of like highlighting and recognizing marriages. And I just had this crazy idea one day. I was like, hey, if there's like a National Taco Day, there can definitely be a Military Marriage Day.
Yes, because marriage lasts a lot longer than tacos. Let me just say that.
Yes, exactly. So I thought it was just a fun way to highlight marriages, to bring the community together. So on August the 14th, we actually celebrated the very first Military Marriage Day. I'm super excited. We established the holiday. We celebrated it. And we're already gearing up for next year. But I'll share with you the highlights and the parts that I really love. For one, it really brought our community together. This year, a lot of the military spouse community were the first to jump on board, which I am so grateful for. I'm really excited to have seen so many people collaborate. We had giveaways and we had some storytelling, which I really feel like was the most powerful part of the whole experience. We had a virtual celebration, which you can still see on www.militarymarriageday.com. You can look at the virtual celebration that was actually sponsored by First Command and Armed Forces Insurance. And it has celebrity greetings wishing our military couples happy Military Marriage Day. We had artists that performed. We had just our community really showed up and showed out for the first Military Marriage Day. And it's just an opportunity, one, to equip our couples, to give them that extra reminder to work on their marriages so that they can have, see growth in their relationship, that they could spend time together and connect. And that was really at the heart of Military Marriage Day. And I'm excited because now our community has something else to look forward to. Next August 14th, it's a Saturday. So, you know, knock on wood, this pandemic will have finished rearing its ugly head and we'll be able to do some in-person events and really take it up a notch for year two.
I cannot wait to see how it continues to grow. Cause like I said, there was just a buzz all over the internet, everybody everywhere, all of my male spouse people. I feel like we're sharing something, telling their stories, submitting videos. And it was just really cool to watch and really celebrate like any reason to like throw a party, to celebrate with your friends, to recognize that awesome service member that, you know, puts up with us when we have our days when all we want to do is not fold laundry and eat the chocolate. Like, God bless them for sure.
Right.
Oh, that's something to celebrate. Absolutely. And speaking of celebrations, I'm sure, everywhere you go, every conversation you have really sounds like you'd be celebrating or rebuilding and redeeming something. And thinking about that with your podcast, tell us what makes Hearts and Stripes podcast unique.
Oh yeah. And you hit the nail on the head right there. Hearts and Stripes podcast is all about strengthening military marriages and allowing you to celebrate and encouraging you to celebrate authentically. And that's what really sets us apart. I love the fact that the podcast has kind of become like a one-stop shop where you can find different marriage resources. That is actually one of the hardest things I've tried to locate for myself, is like, where can we go, this military community, to find all things marriage resources, like the free stuff, the online stuff, the in-person stuff, you know, whatever may fit our needs and our personalities, which are all different, right? And I had to create it. It's Hearts and Stripes podcast. And I'm excited because as an offshoot of Military Marriage Day, I think we're actually going to do a resource guide or directory, if you will, on that page and build that part out to actually list a lot of the resources that have been shared on the podcast, just so that people do really have a hub to go back to and kind of see if they don't feel comfortable speaking to a chaplain, because mm-hmm. let's be honest, faith-based or it may seem like it's faith-based to go to a chaplain, and they may not want that right now to get help. There are so many other resources that you can tap into. I love Corey Weathers with Life Giver, but yes. everybody maybe doesn't know about Life Giver. Mm-hmm. There are just so many different like courses and books or like free resources, Military One Source. There are so many mental health providers and clinicians. And I don't want it to seem like your marriage just needs this cookie cutter solution. Like that's not it at all. I really wanted Hearts and Stripes to just communicate a message of storytelling so you can identify with other people's relationships and then utilize the advice or the resources that they share. If you identify with that person or that story and say, you know what, I think I'm more willing to try this. And at the end of each episode, we always do an EYS, Earn Your Stripes. Yes, I'm asking you to get out there and take action. Like, don't just listen to my lovely voice. I also want you to get out there with your spouse and put what you're hearing into action. Maybe it's reach out to that resource. Maybe it's have that tough conversation. I know we talked about suicide prevention, but yeah, I ask people to have that conversation. Check in with your spouse. Because that suicide rate, like we talked about, that impacts spouses, and spouses have become widows because they didn't maybe have those conversations and they didn't know. But I want Right. you to know, I want you to be equipped. And that's what Hearts and Stripes podcast is all about, equipping our male marriage couples so that they can have a relationship that they are excited about.
I'm so glad you're doing this. And I'm so glad we were able to connect, because this is, the timing's impeccable. Like, just, you know.
Yeah.
I think I need to probably listen to this probably every other day, really. Just have these reminders and the pointing back to, you know, how important our male marriages are and how the investment is and how important it is to find those resources like your podcast of Hearts and Stripes.
Yeah.
So clearly you're an expert in this area. But if you had to narrow it down, what is one piece of advice that all male spouses should know about to strengthen their marriage?
I would say one piece of advice is to walk through your marriage with grace. Mm. Give each other some grace. I think oftentimes we expect perfection. And let's be honest, we're not perfect. I mean, we come close, right? Right? All the listeners.
Some days right. We're close. Yeah.
All the listeners right now, I know you guys are like super close to perfect, but
whatever.
We've got to offer yes. grace in our relationships. And the amount of grace that you would want extended to you, you have to dish that right back out. I mean, you never know where somebody's mindset is. You never know how their day is going. They don't know how your day is going. I think sometimes we expect our spouses to be mind readers.
And
so not the case. So grace in every step of the way, grace on good days, grace on bad days. Like you can definitely, the more you practice it, the easier it becomes. And then you'll get a curveball and you'll be like, darn it, I thought I was doing good.
Yeah.
Continue to offer grace. And that's my big piece of advice. I mean, I always want to talk about the C word, which is communication, but even that ties into grace too. Like your spouse does not communicate the same way that you do. Are you taking the time to figure out how they communicate and to be effective in it? Not just talking about the weather mm-hmm. and just saying fine or I'm okay, but like, are you offering grace in communication? And like, your spouse doesn't talk that much, so maybe you don't say anything and you observe a little more and you give them grace to just unwind from a day before you like talk their ear off. Like there's yep. grace, just it just covers it all.
And I think that grace is rooted in, you know, it comes from like compassion and the love and the understanding because,
oh yeah,
I think, you know, from a female male spouse perspective, my man, first of all, is amazing. Secondly, he's so strong. Thirdly, he's so good at like leaving his stuff at work, but it's still, you know, they like emotionally being a leader in the military or doing anything in the military can just suck you dry sometimes.
Yes,
and
it can.
So when we're both feeling kind of empty, when I've been with the kids all day or working on school or work or whatever, and he comes home, you know, having that foundation of grace, Bree, just like you said, can make the difference between a low-key, quiet evening and one that you don't go to bed till 2 o'clock because you forgot what you were fighting about. And now you're just tired and it's getting worse. So I think grace.
And grace for yourself. Please don't forget grace for yourself.
Oh my gosh.
Because look, we wear this like imaginary S on our chest all the time. Like it's not superwoman, it's spouse. Like that's what the S is for. But really offer yourself grace. If you're not like killing it today, that's okay. It is okay to not be okay. Offer yourself some grace because it has been tough. Look, 2020, come on, guys.
Ooh, man.
2020 has been hard. Offer yourself some grace. If your marriage is not where you want it to be right now, offer yourself some grace.
Yeah. And know that there's always hope in that, you know, as we offer grace and have that courage to be like, instead of condemning ourselves, because I know maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but I'm sure it resonates with some listeners out there. When we fall short, when we're too snappy with our words or our actions or our, gosh, my eyebrows, whoo, my eyebrows get their own little attitude sometimes.
Ooh, they tell on you.
Yeah. but in those moments where I fall short, it's easy for me to want to condemn myself. And like, I start being like, oh, you're such a failure. You suck as a wife. Like all these things. Be like, no, I'm a good wife. I'm just a human. And I need to take a minute and then go and be like, hey, I'm really sorry how I talked to you. Like that was not respectful. You know, I'm stressed. No excuses. Can you forgive me? And I think saying I'm sorry, asking for forgiveness and then being like, I forgive you, just lifts it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think, grace is the engine driving this mill marriage train.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Bree, our time together is about to wrap up, but I would so appreciate it if you can remind our listeners where they can go to find even more empowering information about your platform, your journey, and really strengthening military marriages.
Yes, you can find me at B Carol Events on Facebook and Instagram. And I actually have something really special for you guys. So if you do, head over to bcarolevents.com/guide. You can actually get my Mill Marriage Affirmation Guide. And this really walks you through doing a lot of what we were talking about, changing your mindset and changing your words to have a Mill Marriage that is thriving. So that is my free gift to all of you guys. Please head over there, download the guide. It walks you through visualizing the marriage that you really want to have. It gives you some affirmations to practice saying and thinking about, and then it helps you create your own affirmation so that it's personalized to your marriage.
Oh man, I just subscribed. I'm pushing download right now. Save to desktop. It's a done deal. So that was bcarolevents.com/guide, right?
That's right. Yep.
All right. I will be sure to put that in the show notes so our listeners can just pop on our website and click right over there because we love freebies, especially ones that are affirming our military marriages. Well, Bree, you know, here at Army Wife Network, one of our primary missions is empowerment.
Oh, yeah. And
so we always, this is one of my favorite parts of the show. I mean, this entire show has been one of my favorites. I don't know if I'm ever going to go to sleep tonight because I'm so jazzed. I feel like I need to go run like a 5K or something right now. But tell us how you would complete this sentence. Empowerment is?
Empowerment is love. And I just say empowerment is love because if you think of someone that is empowered, who's been lifted up, who's been just filled up and highlighted and recognized, that's love. That's what we do with love. That's what we need to do with love, right? it's recognizing and focusing on a thing, maybe like our marriage, and you choosing to highlight it, you choosing to work on it, you choosing, that's love. It's love is tough and it's sweet and it's exciting and it's vibrant and it gives us energy and passion to move forward. And that's what empowerment is. It's love.
I don't think I could have ended this show any better. Empowerment is love, folks. You heard it right here on Army Wife Talk Radio from Bree Carroll, Rockstar Mill Spouse, Mill Marriage Advocate, and AFI 2020 Air Force Spouse of the Year. Bree, this has been truly the highlight of my day. I had a good day, but this has been the highlight of my day. I've so enjoyed connecting with you, e-meeting with you on here, and it's because of people like you that we can continue sharing positive, empowering information for our listeners, especially in the realm of military marriages. We wish you all the best with everything.
Thank you
you're
so
doing
much. Sure. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks to Bree Carroll for sharing her empowering resources with us this week. Again, if you would like to connect with Bree, check her out online via Instagram and Facebook at B Carroll's Events. That's B-C-A-R-R-O-L-L. E-V-E-N-T-S. And also check out her website, www.bcarolevents.com. That's B-C-A-R-R-O-L-L-E-V-E-N-T-S. Or you can also check out her Military Spouse of the Year page on Facebook at Bree, B-R-E-E, dot A-F-I dot A-F-S-O-Y 2020. And I just loved this interview. Bree is extremely knowledgeable on how the impact of struggling marriages can be for us. And I definitely learned a lot. What did you enjoy most about Bree's interview, Amanda?
It was so inspiring. Bree got me so excited and pumped up about my marriage. I really felt like she was speaking directly to me at certain points. And honestly, I heard Sharita say, oh, I'll go hug my husband. And I'm like, I'm going to go give him a hug and a kiss too. And when she talked about that one piece of advice at the end where we should really be giving each other grace, like that was so needed for me. I know sometimes I'm quick to lose patience with my husband simply because I'm just so comfortable with him. And it really is, it's unfair to him. It's unfair to me as well in our marriage. So hearing her words just really resonated with me and made me feel a whole new rejuvenation for my marriage.
Absolutely. I loved that. And obviously with us being Army wives, the normal level of stress is a little bit higher for us. So hearing her talk about all this, it just makes me more appreciative of my husband. And listening to her statistics also really kind of sparked in me like, oh, wow, healthy marriages are so incredibly important for mental health, especially the statistic of between, I think she said around 40 or 50% of suicides, they're due to failing relationships. So having these great marriages can really prevent that from happening.
Yeah, that was really eye-opening for me. Just to know that there really is a connection between mental health and your relationships. And so that was awesome to hear. And Bree's mission to strengthen military marriages is so empowering. Now, let's check in with this week's Resource Recon, which is all about our latest social media scoop. In one of our recent Mill Spouse life hacks, the caption says, just kidding, there are none. May the odds be ever in your favor, which I feel like I should have used a little more of an accent for that one. But it really was, you know, just a little bit of humor to get us through this military spouse life together.
Definitely. Oh my goodness. I always need humor in my life. And I love that Army Wife Network can inform and educate on one side and then also stay silly and personal on the other side.
Yes, we need that. Just humor, I feel like, eases all situations. And especially with military, you know, you need that. So I think it's so important.
Definitely. Our social media is so fun, engaging, and empowering. Listeners, you can connect with us on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, and Instagram at Army Wife Network to stay up to date and entertained with our graphics, conversation starters, and giveaways. Also, we've been sharing some really great stories on our Insta and Facebook, so please be sure to check out for our polls, sponsor info, and even some giveaways daily.
Our final empowering resource for today comes from yours truly with our Empowerment Patrol Report, showcasing our Platoon Member of the Month, also known as our top fan of Army Wife Network. Hello, Army Wife Talk Radio listeners. I'm Amanda Bicknies, bringing you this week's Empowerment Patrol Report. Today, we are showcasing Army Wife Network's Platoon Member of the Month recipient, Amanda Krieger. Amanda was nominated because she is an active participant on Army Wife Network's social media and demonstrates empowerment to many other MIL spouses. Amanda shares that she met her husband, Tom, when he was in the enlistment process. She was sure that her cerebral palsy and the mobility issues that come with it would make military life too difficult for her. But when she realized that she loved Tom, Amanda knew that she would do whatever it took to make military life work for her. Amanda has adapted to life as an Army cook's wife and stay-at-home mom. In order to take care of her family, Amanda has dabbled in direct sales and found creative ways to get errands done. She loves Amazon, Instacart, and Audible. She loves to serve others, so she recently started a YouTube channel where she talks about her life as a disabled military spouse to let others know that they can do it too. She is now very excited to make the transition from fan to blogger for Army Wife Network. We are so happy to have her join us. Thank you so much, Amanda Krieger, for showing your amazing support for Army Wife Network. Until next time, I'm Amanda Bicknies, reminding you that we are never completely alone on this military life journey. Congratulations, Amanda Krieger. I will be in touch with you soon to hook you up with some fabulous Army Wife Network swag. Also, you will now have a permanent place on our website in our Empowerment Gallery. Thanks so much for your engagement with our network.
All right, Amanda, it is that time again. Time to pack up our supplies, head in from the field, hit the showers, and maybe even take a nap. In the meantime, you can join us every Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our weekly Facebook Live MIL Spouse Empowerment Moments. If you miss it, don't worry. We will turn those into podcasts and we will also put them on YouTube. You can also subscribe to our podcast on the podcast app of your choice. Tune in to the next full-length episode of AWTR when our Army Wife Network command team member, Sharita, will be interviewing Dominique Gallo to talk about home front pumps. It's going to be another empowering show.
If you or someone you know has a product or service to share with our listeners and would like to join us on our mission to empower military families, we would love to begin a conversation about partnering up. Please email empower, E-M-P-O-W-E-R, at armywifenetwork.com.
Listeners, we are here to walk through this military life journey with you, no matter what you are facing. So remember that your fire team here at Army Wife Network is ready to cover down for you. Educate, engage, encourage. Army Wife Talk Radio is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network command team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.